This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Did he say tomorrow night, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, it gets down to negative 12?
Yes.
And that's going to be a record for that day?
More than likely.
That's terrible.
It's going to be dangerously cold tomorrow morning. The actual temperature, not that cold, but wind chills 15 to 30 degrees below zero. Exposed skin, cover it.
We currently live in hell.
Good. Hell is warmer.
Hell is cold?
Yeah.
I might ski that.
It would be in my world.
And I can't help but notice just
totally
how...
It would be warm down here.
How smug you winter lovers are when you hear that forecast. Dan and I are in here just going, oh my God, what?
We do take some pleasure in watching
in
you
our pain,
squirm.
In our pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of winter and from the Dana's Worst Nightmare file... More than 100 skiers and snowboarders were rescued after a lift malfunctioned at a resort in New Hampshire.
We have danglers.
Oof.
Roughly 120 people were stuck when a lift suddenly stalled at approximately 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at Pat's Peak in New Hampshire.
This is like the fourth time this has happened in recent weeks.
Yeah, lift evacuations do take effect throughout the ski season across the country and around the world in skiing areas. It is a thing that happens. Not often, but it happens.
Resort goers were left dangling in the air for an hour and a half.
No!
Waiting in the freezing temperatures and chilling winds for the ski patrol, Dan, and mountain operations to complete the evacuation process.
Okay. Well, they were sitting in their seats in the lift chair.
Yeah, how many were dangling?
120.
No, Dan, that's dangling. If I can look down and I fall and I die, that's dangling.
Okay. I mean, they weren't off the chair. They were sitting in the chair.
How many and again? 120?
To evacuate a lift?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite the process.
So here's my question. 120 people are dangling. Who do you rescue first? Is it the screaming crazy person? That's who I would be.
No.
How do you decide?
Go in order.
We're
not going to fast forward to you.
Women and children first, and the hysterical go to the front of the line.
No.
Sorry, sir. We'll bring you back around in a moment. We got to get that lady about five cars back. She's driving everybody nuts.
It is pretty wild the way that they do it, though. They throw a rope over the cable. Mm-hmm. You tie it around yourself, and then they hoist you down.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be stuck dangling on a ski lift?
No.
Next to Dana.
Stuck in an elevator.
Are you in all of these scenarios with me? Oh,
yes.
God.
Well, what did you have for lunch?
Yeah, right. Stuck in an elevator, dangling from a ski lift, or upside down on a roller coaster?
Dangling from a ski lift.
That's your choice?
Yes.
I mean, because you are seated. You're sitting in the
You're
lift
seated
chair.
In a roller coaster. You're just upside down like a bat, like the people were on that Delta flight.
Yeah, and the blood's rushing to your head, and you're going to pass out. And then
I choose roller coaster. If I'm going to pass out and I don't have to hear the screaming anymore, roller coaster.
If I'm in an elevator, I'm going to get claustrophobic or murderous if you're yelling in that close proximity to me. I'm going to become violent. Probably.
There was today the Missouri Highway Patrol, I think, posted, I think it was, actually, strike that, I think it was Ottawa. I don't know why I remember that, but I think it was the city of Ottawa, posted, it is so cold here that if you get trapped or stranded in your car, mm-hmm. you know, there's always this list of do's and don'ts, right? Like, yeah. let's say you slide off the roadway down an embankment and you're alive, mm-hmm. you're okay, but like, it's a long hike up and you're not sure what to do. One of the things I read today was stay with your car. Hope you have a cell phone, but tie something on the antenna, like a piece of cloth where someone might see it. And the first thought I had was, who has an antenna anymore?
Cars don't have antennas anymore.
Correct.
Then they said, if you have flares, get them out. Who drives around with flares?
Guarantee you that guy right there.
People that are prepared.
Tip number one, pull out cell phone. Tip number two, call for help.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, they do. They
this
do.
Isn't 1970.
No, they do have to tell you stay with the car, because how many people have gotten out of their car? And that's when, you know, accidents happen. People you sliding could, into you, not paying attention, all mm-hmm. that stuff.
You go wandering in traffic, get hit. Stay with your car.
You live in a city. How long is it going to take for somebody to get to you?
It happens, Scott. I'm telling you.
I do keep a blanket in the trunk of my car.
I was going to say, they do always say to keep a blanket, have some extra layers. I always try to drive as if I'm going to be standing in that temperature for a while.
Be prepared.
Can't you run the car and therefore run the heater anyway?
Assuming that your wreck didn't do something.
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't know what to do with a flare, nor would I know how to light it. We don't have those little cigarette lighters anymore that our parents used to pop out
there
and smoke while we were in the car.
There are instructions typically on the flares that you would get.
Here's a look at the lift that got stuck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just kill me now.
Yeah. I have so many friends who will pay money to go places and be cold, and I will never understand that.
Dan would.
Yeah.
Sam would. Sam would do it.
Not my thing.
Oh, I want to learn how to ski so bad.
I've been skiing a thousand times. The last time was in 2008 at Lake Tahoe, and I will never ski again.
Lake Tahoe is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Coming down the slope, and you look up, and the lake is spread out in front of you. Yes. Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is a beautiful place to be.
Maybe we'll get Sam on the ski patrol, and then we'll just be doubly insane.
He doesn't even know how to ski yet.
That's okay. We can teach him.
Okay. The leader of a cult-like group known as the Zizians that is linked to 6 killings in 3 states is due in a Maryland courtroom today with 2 others. Jack Lasota, who's 34 of Berkeley, California, was arrested Sunday along with Michelle Zajko of Media, Pennsylvania, and Daniel Blank of Sacramento, California. They face charges including trespassing, obstructing and hindering, and possession of a handgun in a vehicle. The Zizians, Z-I-Z-I-A-N-S, have been tied even to the killing of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near the Canadian border in January, and 5 other homicides in Vermont, Pennsylvania, and California.
That was the shooting of the Border Patrol agent, correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the name of this cult?
They call themselves the Zizians.
Hmm.
At the middle of it all is Ziz, the leader.
Got
I believe that's
yeah.
Jack Lasota.
He's a
goes
real
by
piece of work.
Ziz. I don't understand, though. What do they believe?
Creating chaos and mayhem?
The Ziz.
Okay. described her theory. Oh, yes. Their goals are not clear, but online writings included topics like radical veganism, gender identity, and artificial intelligence.
Radical veganism.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Apparently, several of their victims, alleged victims, were vegan, and several were transgender. Now, what connection the Border Patrol agent has to any of this, I have no idea.
Okay.
But yes, some of the victims were vegan, some were transgender.
So they're radically anti-vegan.
I think so.
Okay, sorry.
And radically anti-transgender. Gotcha. Whatever.
That is a very
weird,
specific, bizarre cult.
So what do they believe in, Scott? Hate. That's what they believe.
It's hate.
That's exactly right.
They hate lentils.
That's exactly right.
Legumes.
All right, quick break. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
We've talked about emotional support animals on this program before. This one is a doozy, and it's a long story, but we're going to break it down for you.
All right, so it's from the New York Times, and it's titled Three Parrots, One Shared Wall, Two Ruptured Lives. And it's the story of two young ladies from New Jersey who moved to New York City in the late 1990s.
It's worse. We have audio.
They didn't know each other, but they ended up living in the same apartment building.
Yep.
One's name is Charlotte Cullen. And Miss Cullen, when she moved in, had a cat and later ended up getting two dogs. No trouble with any of those three animals.
Nope.
The other young lady is Meryl Lesser, who was working on a master's degree in psychology in New York City. She moved in to her apartment, which was right next door, with two parrots. No problem there either.
Both of these young women were friends.
Yep. They had keys to each other's apartments.
They hung out.
Spent holidays together, meals, dating advice over the years. Were great friends for a very long time. For 16 years.
Until one of the women that had the two parrots got a third cockatoo.
Right.
So now there are three.
Named Curtis.
Yes. Curtis really is where this story begins.
They were like best friends for 16 years.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the audio that was part of the depositions in this case. This case ended up going to federal court. It took years, hundreds of thousands of dollars over the three birds that lived in an apartment complex that's very expensive. It's in New York. I think that, like, at the time it was $500,000 to buy one of them.
It was called the Rutherford.
The Rutherford. When Curtis arrived, all hell broke loose because it's not just Curtis, it's Ginger and the third bird. This is what it sounded like. Okay, morning, noon, and night.
Open the window and let them out.
It sounds like a velociraptor. And between these two women, it started out friendly enough where the neighbor said, Curtis is shrieking. I have to get up and go to work. Can you please, is there something we can do to keep the noise down? Like, it started out nice enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then things went so far south, Scott, because the owner of the birds claimed, for the first time, I believe, that these were emotional support parrots.
Okay. All right. First of all, they're not. And how does anybody sleep? By the way, a small studio apartment at the Rutherford is $500,000. You're right.
The melee that followed would wind through two courts, drag on for 8 years, and cost the building a small fortune in legal fees. It spotlights one of the perennial quirks of life in New York, a place where millions of unavoidable neighbors dwell in tight, intimate configurations determined largely by chance. Ultimately, the Justice Department would bring a discrimination suit against the building because she was able to find a psychiatrist who wrote a letter and stated that the birds are not merely pets, but they are emotional support animals that help her manage depression and anxiety. Look, I'm not here to say whether or not this woman had depression, anxiety, or both, but I will state that this noise,
oh my God,
would give anyone anxiety.
It supports emotions of anger and frustration.
It does that.
Yeah, certainly.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
What do you do when you live in tight quarters with thin walls, and that is the noise that she recorded from the woman's apartment, who's saying, yeah, my God, it's morning, noon, and night, and it's there's no warning, so it'll get quiet for a while, and then it just, boom, there's this jarring squawk.
How does anybody live with that noise? I mean, it's like, you know, I don't understand how people live with dogs that incessantly bark or birds that just do whatever that is, shrieking for no reason whatsoever. How does that offer you any support, emotional or otherwise? I would open up the window of my apartment and just let them go.
Finally, the neighbor has it. She bangs on the door hard.
Yeah, she's upset.
Ms. Collin describes this in a deposition. She thought her neighbor wasn't home and that knocking would briefly mute the birds, as it often did. But Ms. Lesser opened the door, and this was the exchange. "You can hear my birds. I know I can hear everything in your apartment, too." In Ms. Collins' telling, Ms. Lesser then slammed the door shut. The bird owner claimed she was frightened, and those two women never spoke again. And then after that, so, everyone in the building says, and they believe out of spite, whether that's true or not, the bird owner just let things get crazy with the level of noise. Like, yeah. Just stop trying to minimize the noise. I don't even know how you minimize the noise with animals like that.
Oh, God, I don't either. By the way, it was the Rutherford that had to pay the bird owner $750,000 because they had to buy her out of her shares in the apartment.
So listen to this. After the neighbors came forward and said this has to stop, they asked the HOA to get involved. They asked the building to get involved. After that, Ms. Lesser, the bird owner, seemed to lose interest in controlling her birds. She spent more time away from her apartment making jewelry. Left alone, the birds squawked for hours.
Mm-mm. We used to be friends. By the way, it was $585,000 for her share in the apartment, plus $165,000 in damages.
What do you do when you are sharing a tighter space and that type of noise goes on morning, noon, and night? And let me give you an example. It could be a large barking dog.
Sure.
That is left alone, yep, in an apartment.
Mm-hmm. You would think that an apartment complex named the Rutherford would have bylaws as part of their HOA that says only certain animals are allowed. Now, you can make the argument, if you can get a dumb doctor to say, well, you know, these are emotional support animals, and by the way, give me my $100,000 for that diagnosis, maybe that she would have some sort of a civil rights claim because she's being discriminated against because of her disability.
That's what happened. Yeah. And look, it took a year after that worst squawking bird, Curtis, arrived. It took 1 year. They finally sent her a formal legal warning that gave her 30 days to address her parrot's noise or face eviction. A week later, the letter came from the psychiatrist saying, yeah, she needs these. These are emotional. I don't know that the word emotional support bird ever came up, right, until the building said the birds have got to go. Other tenants have rights, too. Where's my right to sleep?
That's exactly right. And it was only bad after Ms. Lesser got the third bird, Curtis. The other two birds never seemed to cause a problem.
The letter said, and I quote, "In order to function optimally, Ms. Lesser requires the presence of three emotional support animals, Ginger, Layla, and Curtis. The birds cannot be separated from one another, and Ms. Lesser cannot be separated from the birds. Thank you for accommodating her disability, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act."
There it is right there. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I love this band more than any other band on the planet. It's that opening line I don't like. Tonight, there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town.
Where do you think that jailbreak's going to be, Mr. Parks?
Would it be at the jail?
I don't know.
Talking about this story out of New York City, a texter politely refers to it as a first world problem. It isn't if you live next door or if you live next door to anyone who has pets that are just completely out of control. Who doesn't have that one or hasn't lived by that one neighbor who lets their barking dog outside at 4:30 in the morning before they go to work and leaves it out there for about 30 minutes while they shower and get some coffee?
And they let it outside to bark because it's annoying them inside.
Correct. I don't know. I think I did for a couple of years in Ropo. Left a nice little note on their front door that was crumpled up and thrown back at mine because I had the audacity and honesty to sign my name and put my address on it. That lady did not like me telling her that her dog was annoying at 4:30 in the morning.
That reaction cut you to your core.
It's one I'll never forget, yeah. Sam. Yeah. You come home and that piece of paper is wadded up right next to your front door, thrown in anger and frustration.
But this story, and they went back and forth for years on it, and they finally came to a resolution saying that the ADA backs her right to have emotional support birds. However, the ADA in no way recognizes emotional support animals. In fact, specifically under the ADA bylaws, it states that emotional support, comfort, or any other type of non-legitimate certified service animal does not fall under
the ADA. Then why do we have dogs pooping in grocery stores?
Because the clerks at that grocery store do not feel confident enough to stand up and tell them, take your emotional support dog home,
or they come back. They don't want to be the grocery store that offended the person with a disability, because they will run to the media, and one of the TV stations will interview this poor young lady or older woman or older man or whatever, and say, well, "This is the closest grocery store to my home, and they won't let me in with my animal, but I need this animal for my emotional support." And then they're the big bad grocery store on the corner. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Andy in Lenexa. Hello.
Hey, guys. I live in Old Town Lenexa, pretty small 1950s homes. I've got a couple of dogs myself. I won't tell you how many because they might not be registered, but I can neither confirm nor deny.
Nice.
But, you know, I'm very conscious about when I let the dogs out. You know, I let them out for a little while, and then I bring them back in. I know that with the small houses, relatively close spaces, I want to be respectful to my neighbors. And
good.
I've got a neighbor across the street that moved in recently, and they've got a bloodhound. And they leave that dog out for hours.
Oh, hounds are the worst, and I love them, but, like, their noise is the worst.
Yes, and I can hear them. Like I've got the railroad crossing near my house, and I can hear the railroad crossing, and it doesn't bother me that much. This dog, OMG. I've had to call animal control a few nights when it was, like, you know, even a Thursday, Friday night. I stay up fairly late. You got to be respectful of your neighbors. You know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and the dog's still out. Come on. Give it a rest. Bring the dog in.
Can you give us an example, Andy, of what the bloodhound sounded like?
Like a hound.
It's a piercing, like, it just in your eardrums. It's horrible.
Thank you. That was very good.
You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Do you ever notice that the sound of trains? There must be some science to this.
Oh, I find it very soothing.
So do I. And there's a train track, not right next to our house, but a couple subdivisions over. And when it's really cold outside, you can hear the train farther away. Or at least, let me rephrase, it's louder.
You think?
When it's cold outside.
And I don't know that nighttime. There's science to back that. Are we sure about that?
Well, it's anecdotal on my part, but it seems to me that in the winter, the train sounds louder than it does during the summer.
Sound travels faster in warm air.
Warm air.
Yep.
But is it louder or at a different volume in cold air?
I don't know.
Anyway, just couldn't help but notice I was...
When I was in, this is,
I don't know, man,
anecdotal, but when I was in Leawood, we could hear the trains in Martin City, but barely. Like,
yeah,
I don't know that I would want to live right next to the train tracks for safety reasons and all those things. But off in the distance, it never bothered me.
But I'll tell you this: when Sean and I bought our first house, it was in Olathe. I'll never forget, on North Logan Street, and the train tracks. And we knew this going in, but we were just getting started. Well, we were in our late 20s when we bought our first house. And we got it for like $100,000, something crazy. But we knew that part of the reason the houses were selling that cheaply was because there were train tracks almost within throwing distance.
Sure.
At first, it drove me nuts. But after a while, you actually get, even though it was loud in the house, you get used to it.
All right.
And
train,
you kind of like it.
Horns generally sound louder in cold weather because cold air is denser, allowing sound waves to travel further,
yes,
and more efficiently, making the train horn seem louder at a greater distance due to the physics of sound propagation in different air temperatures.
Now, bringing it back full circle to our birds in the New York City apartment, we did have a caller who couldn't hang on the line who wanted to share this little tidbit. In her argument, the woman stated that she needs the three birds to maintain sanity or whatever the heck she claimed. I don't have the verb.
Her mental health, whatever.
And then later on in the argument, as a way to punish her neighbor for trying to stand up and saying your birds are too loud, she stopped staying in her apartment because it just made it so that the birds could be louder without her presence.
I thought the same thing.
So do you need the birds
or not?
Or do you not need the birds?
Because if you needed them, they would be with you at all times.
Wouldn't you be in the apartment with the birds?
Do you not have anxiety outside of your apartment?
You gotta
take
the birds with you.
Speaking of anxiety, I've got a counter argument here.
To what?
There is an anxiety related to bird squawking called ornithophobia. What about my disability? Mm-hmm. I have ornithophobia.
But fear is not a disability.
It is a specific phobia characterized by an intense fear of birds, including the sounds that sound like squawking, and they can manifest as significant anxiety when hearing birds vocalize loudly.
Is anxiety a disability?
Oh, man, I think it can be. Sure.
Well, that's a great question.
Either way, emotional support animals are not covered by the ADA, so that argument was flawed from the get-go, but...
Is anxiety... what did we ever do before the internet?
I don't know.
Yes, anxiety can be considered a disability if it significantly impacts your ability to function or work?
Well, I would say that if there were birds squawking next to me all hours of the day, it would significantly impact my ability to function and or work.
Barb in Odessa, what's up, young lady?
Hi, Annie. How are you?
We're doing well. Good to hear your voice.
I just got a couple things. How was the concerts in Vegas?
Oh, it was lovely, Barb. Thank you.
Oh, I'm just checking in.
Hey, Barb, whatever you have in the background, can you turn that down just a little bit? It's giving us some feedback.
Hold on a minute.
All right, just close the door with her.
I forgot to turn it down.
Yes, clearly.
Okay, I got it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, number one, that woman doesn't have any respect for her neighbors or herself to have birds in an apartment like that. And number two, they have to be trained and have papers on those birds, dogs, cats, whatever they are. And there's a limit. And she is wrong is what she's doing. I'm telling you, that's not right. And she should be prosecuted, I think.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it. Honey.
We'll tell
have
him, Barb.
All right. You have a good night as well.
You too.
She is so sweet. She is so sweet. When we get back, an update on the potential for a new Royals stadium. Mm-hmm. John Sherman down at Pitchers and Catchers addressing the media yesterday. We'll get to that in just a moment. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Oh, today is the day that the first ever cow
did something that you are not going to believe it did.
And it occurred in Missouri.
We looked at that and went,
it's an anniversary.
What?
It's an anniversary. We'll get to that in just a moment as well here
on
Dana and Parks.
Moving story.
Okay. All right.
Utterly ridiculous.
Enough.
I have a question for you.
I may have an answer.
What is an acceptable commute time around the United States? And in Kansas City, it's going to be way lower. We are so lucky here. You can basically be anywhere in, what, 20 minutes, 25?
Well, if you live in Western Shawnee and work in Lee's Summit, which most people don't, then that would take you about 45 minutes to an hour. What's acceptable?
Yep.
25.
Sam?
For me or for a standard?
For you and then standard, I want both.
For me, if it's more than 20 minutes, I'm unhappy. My drive to work takes me anywhere from 12 to 17 minutes, depending on how my foot feels that day.
Okay.
And standard, probably 30 to 45 minutes. But so, I know people who live out in LA and they live, you know, it's super expensive to live in the immediate suburbia of LA. So they live in West Palm, which is not very close. A typical drive would be like a 45-minute drive. With LA traffic, they sit in 3 hours of traffic to and from work.
I don't understand how or why anyone would do that unless you have a jet, and then there's environmental issues with that.
Yep.
So they looked at this. The U.S. Census Bureau looked at this, and they found this city that has the longest average commute, and even I think this is way low for what I would assume that city would be. I will give you a hint. It's a city that every single person listening has heard of for a very bad reason.
Oakland?
Philadelphia.
Scott is closer than you are.
San Francisco?
I guess it would have to be San Francisco.
People in Brentwood have the longest commute times in the country, according to new U.S. Census Bureau data. The census asked a sample of people around the country about their daily commutes, and it found that people in Brentwood were driving an average 46 minutes a day to work, the highest of any U.S. city. Again, that's just the average. About 38% of people there have a commute that is 1 hour or longer. Second worst is Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
San Francisco comes in at 31 minutes. And then let me find Kansas City. Our average has got to be 16, don't you think? 17?
It would be low. You asked me what would I consider an average commute. That would probably be the number I gave was 25. That would be the most I would be willing to tolerate. Like if I got a job in Topeka, I'm moving to Lawrence.
Right. In 2023, the mean one-way travel time in the U.S. was 26.8 minutes. Higher, by the way, than it was in 22. I would have thought that the mean time would be going down because so many people work from home. What's your commute time? Zero?
Well, but I mean, people are going back to the office more and more as we get further away from the pandemic, so it would make sense that it's higher in 24 than 22.
Real quick, as we promised to give you an update, new stadium talks for the Kansas City Royals could be ramping up once again. Royals owner John Sherman spoke about the possibility of a new stadium yesterday, indicating there was something on the horizon. Quoting here from John Sherman, the Royals owner, "I think this is going to be a very exciting thing for our community. It's about economic development. It's about securing a long-term home for the Royals. We are working very hard. When we're ready to talk about it, we're looking forward to being able to do that."
Well, that said nothing.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's not an update. Kentucky Fried
hard.
Chicken has moved their headquarters, and fans of the eating establishment are unhappy with the fact that they are no longer in Kentucky.
Where are they?
Oh,
they moved their headquarters to Plano, Texas.
Wow.
Huh.
So wait, the Kentucky Fried Chicken headquarters used to be in Kentucky.
Yeah, it actually started in Kentucky.
I know, but businesses move all the time. Is Coca-Cola still in Atlanta?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's not called Charlotte, North Carolina Coca-Cola either.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if you call yourself Kentucky Fried Chicken, you got to stay in Kentucky.
Do you?
Well, I would think so.
Now, they are owned by Yum Brands, who also own Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. So it's not like the original
KFC.
Colonel Sanders KFC. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they still don't have that mascot, do they?
Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders?
They most certainly do.
Mm-hmm. There's a KFC right down the street from my house.
Huh.
They just don't call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken. Not because they're not in Kentucky anymore. It's because
it's
of the
KFC.
Word. It's because of the word fried.
They marketed this, Sam, and they didn't think the word fried. They didn't want fried in, even though everyone knows when you're going to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're getting fried. You're not going there to eat a salad.
It's not Kentucky Grilled Chicken.
Do you remember those little pudding buckets?
That's
that we
why
used to
they
get
changed
when we
the
kids?
Name.
Remember, you would go in and they had chocolate put in these little things
with the
little foil thing you would peel off, and there was a layer of chocolate and then a layer of pudding and a layer of graham cracker. Oh my God. Do they still have those? Those were
that I don't
so
know.
Good.
That I don't know.
I used to always go in and pick one out.
For Missouri, guys, this is a very important anniversary for you.
Mm.
Today is the anniversary. It was on this date in 1930 that some guy in Bismarck, Missouri decided it was a good idea to put a cow named Nellie J. On an old plane. While they were up there, they milked her. It is the anniversary of the first cow ever milked in a plane.
And the only?
No, the first.
No, it's not like this is a thing where cows are milked on planes.
The publicity stunt was for the International Aviation Exhibition in St. Louis.
Is Nebraska Furniture Mart from Nebraska?
Yes, they're based out of Omaha.
Omaha.
There you go.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.